Holding in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. Holding on page 42, about 8 lines down, 2, 4, 6, 8, all the way to the end of the line. So Ramah said, "Menogel l'hokol kasur achrona." In regards to, we follow the opinion of Chananya that Shehiya for Michael Ben Drus, once it's Michael Ben Drusoy, Shehiya's mutter. Okay. We did the Mishaburas up to that point. Take a look over here at the Bir Locha. Menogel l'hokol kasur achrona. Okay. The Beis Yosef has a long discussion. Chachamim, Chananya, the Rif and the Rambam, Tosfos. We had to be a Rosh Hakosav, the Nation Yisrael Adukim, the Mitzvahs Onik Shabbos. We had to Yishmu Lano Alkein Hanach Lehem Ayin Sham. So the Rosh's lashon is: the Maisa people want good food; they want it cooked well. You know, waiting till it's mistamek v'raloi, that's not an option. Kruva Ketumah is not so hot. So they want Bisamech and Chananya's opinion. So because Christ says all the commitments are on Shabbos, therefore let's not chepper with and rely on Chananya. So the Mishabura understands this. Mashmi zeh the Rak Mishum zeh l'rotz alimcha. It really bats him. Really, the Iker is like the Chachamim, and you should only be do shehiya on a gar fakotum, or if it's cooked and it's mitzalik v'ralah. But the Maisa, Chepernish with Klai Yisrael, you know, it's not worth it because they're not going to want to listen. So it sounds like it's not L'chadchila. Hamas Yisrael Guba Mimasha Hetik Deir Rishon Abistoma Badeir Shnei Abishem Yisharim Masha Gamkin the Daito Noito LaHachmer. Shulchan Aruch presents it, like that's the rule we had before. If Shulchan Aruch presents two opinions, he says Yesh, some say this, some say that. Then the assumption is that the Basra is the one we pass on like. However, if he says, this is the halacha, and some say that, then he's passing like the first shita. And that's what he does over here. But, Mikomakum, and Mono Lukarakhim Chesbamakilim, Chibari Nogo, Ha'am Kaye Sharmim, Koshikasa Varamo. So the Lashon Rama is when Nogo Lahaka, because that became what became the established minhag, but not necessarily that's the appropriate thing to do, but we cannot in any way constrain them from doing so. So and take it off of the Eish, therefore you have no problem of Shehiyah. You had no choice but to start cooking right before Shabbos. So therefore, the case you need it, you can be samech on the opinion of the Mekilah. The Chazanish disagrees with this. Chazanish says it's not pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh is not saying a bidi yabid. He's saying, because Kleisel is onik mitzvah onik Shabbos, therefore we have to make a choice. The onik Shabbos will be much more increased because if you go to Chananya then like the Chachamim, and Klai Yisrael has chosen that Onik Shabbos was important to them, and therefore we're going to Paskin like Chananya. Now that's not a bit of Yevon. According to Chazanish, there's Bechlal, there's no L'chadchila to B'davka B'machmer. According to Mishabur, there is a L'chadchila to B'machmer. Either to remove it from the fire, or have it remove it called Tzarka, and Mitzam of Aralloy, or to have it Gorfakotu. Okay, now, Zotim Acharba like this. So the keder is sitting on some type of a support made out of metal, which raises it above where the coals are, or there's stones on the sides which keep the pot above where the coals are. It's not touching the kecholim. But to do hatmona, which means that it's sitting on the coals, so according to Mechaber, that's called hatmona. Normally, we understand hatmona is that the item is totally insulated and wrapped around in all directions. According to Mechaber, there's two ways to do hatmona. One is like that, where it's wrapped around totally, etc. That's the normal case of hatmona. But the lumbus is because you're maintaining heat. Well, putting it directly on the gecholim, your mom is sitting in gecholim, that's a form of atmona, even though the top of it is open. So that's the sheet of the mechaber. And therefore, that's going to be a problem, even though it's mistamik miraloi, you cannot do atmona gabi gecholim. So you need to remove it from before Shabbos. From the top of the kecholim. Okay, zot remoah, but yesh amen no. The feeling like there are medical gabi eish mamish kolzman she mugula lamala lemikriat mona b'shori b'chein amidik. So the remoah says that no, the fact that it's sitting directly in kecholim does not, since it's open on top and the upper part is open, that's not called mona. But it means it's totally sealed, totally insulated, and that's the minik. So the Rambam points out just in his Tshuvas that he uses different languages. And look at the two languages over here. The previous ago, the Lashon of Nogu L'Hokal Kesorach Rano, over here says Bechen Aminig. So you definitely hear that Bechen Aminig is much more of an approbation than Nogu. And they do it. Bechen Aminig means this is the established Halachic Minig. Now, Zot Ramah, so it's not at mana. So we, okay, fine, it's not at mana. We do have another problem. The problem is when you do move the pot, why aren't we worried about Havora? By moving the pot, you're going to stir the coals. And stirring the coals is a mach of Havora. Rak, she's in Zerm, not in Ksas Kedem HaShabbos. Meaner Eish Kadesh Yuchel Yisrael Asir Misham. They move it off a little bit before Shabbos, that therefore Yisrael would be able to take the pot off without any halachic issue of moving the coals and causing Havora. But if a person did not do that before Shabbos and they're not semi removed from the Gecholim, So the best aid is they have a goy do it, because regards to it's a psik ratio. The issue is over here was a Dabar Shani Miskaban and a psik ratio. His kavanah is not to make a fire by moving the coal. So his kavanah is to take the pot off. But that's, we might assume that might be inevitable that the coals will move and then generate a new fire. But by Amir L'Akim, there's no Dibur Amir L'Akim, there's no Isser Amir L'Akim on a Psik Reisha. Because Amir L'Akim is what you said to him. Well, that's what you appointed him for. I appointed him to be the person to take up the pot. I never appointed him to stir up the coals. So what that which he stirs up the coals, that's what happens, Psik Reisha, that's not part of my Shlichus. So there's no Amir L'Akim, but Chalal on the Psik Reisha. So every case of a psik ratio, which means meeker than the mice, is really a mice which is beheter. Elamai what? It's also because there's a secondary action taking place which is problematic and it's inevitable it's going to happen. Then every case of those, amir l'akam would be mutter, because you're not telling the goy to do any malacha. You're telling the goy. So I tell the goy, I forgot to take the light bulb out of my refrigerator. They tell the goy, open the door. And he opens the door and the light goes on. I didn't tell him to like turn on the light. I discussed with him opening doors. That was this door opened the light. So that wasn't part of Bukhlal of what he was trying to do and what I told him to do. So it happened, but there's no din of segregation in that situation. This would be a mir lakum. Bimelech and Yehudi, mutal Yisrael asir misham. If there's no goy, then a Jew can take it out. However, v'yizor shichachem misham benachas lo yenenei agacholim. So you take it off as gently as possible that you shouldn't move the coals, and therefore v'oz afim yinan and ksas dabar shenim miskaban u'bashori. So it's not vade that's going to stir up the coals, and then you make it a dabar shenim miskaban. It's not a psik ratio, and it's a mutter.
So this seems to me that with the argument you just used, if I open the refrigerator door and Shabbos the mic was on, the fact the mic was on is dabar shenim miskaban.
But psik ratio, that's a psik ratio.
So what's the difference between Psik Reisha and Drasha and Mikvein?
There's no difference. Both of them are Dabar Sheni Miskaven.
The
Kiddush.
To me, it seems there's no difference. But
Dabar Sheni Miskaven means that a person. Let's go back a step. Dabar Sheni Miskaven means that a person is involved in action A, and action B comes out of its memela, and he has no intent for action B. So we hold Dabar Sheni Miskaven as mut. But the Gemara says, even
say it that way, you could be puzzled from doing that. But Psik Reisha, you're not.
One second. But the Gemara says, "Abayi v'Rabba Dami Tavayu." the even though Reb Shimon holds Dabar Shem Miskav, it's Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah argue by Dabar Shem Miskav. We pass like Reb Shimon. But by Verava, Dabar Tzavai, Omer Reb Shimon Vesik Reisha. Even Reb Shimon agrees in a case with Vesik Reisha, the Dabar Shem Miskav does not mut. What it means in that scenario, it's, even though it's a Dabar Shem Miskav, but since it's a Vesik Reisha, it's going to be Aser. Right? So since every time A is done, B happens, it's psik ratio, so it's inevitable it's going to happen. So then there's no head of Dabar Shem Miskav. So you're right, that's every psik ratio is Dabar Shem Miskav. It shows Dabar Shem Miskav with this kinesh that it's about going to happen. And that's what creates the issur. But what the chiddush is by Mir La'akam, even though that's true, right, that in case when a Yisrael would do it, we held you and said, listen, when you're opening the door and open the door without turning the lights, it's called you turning the lights. Because it's in some way, opening doors and turning the lights are equated, because it always happens. So if I plan to open the door, even though I don't plan to turn the light, but I need to open up my Merriam-Webster's dictionary and say, what's the definition of opening a door? In this situation, the definition is of turning on a light. So if you agree to open a door, it means you agree to turn on the light. Because that's what happens. That's the Surah of Shimon. But by Amir La'akum, which is a look on the Tzivui, I'm not mitzaveh him b'chlal on turning the light. I'm not discussing it with him. I'm discussing opening doors. When he opens the door, he opens the door in the way that the Kabbalah turns the light. That's his business. That's some of the chal not shaykh to me. That's the lumnus why that's not a problem. There is an interesting rush. The rush says, Dabar Shem Miskav is actually heter not la dafka by Shabbos. It applies to all these sermons in the Torah also. Very, very clear. Gemara is more discussed in regards to Shatnez, more discussed by other things also. Dabar Shem Miskav is chay. Psik Reisha, Dabar Shem Miskav is mutter psik Reisha is chayiv. But there's a rush, but not by Shabbos. By Shabbos, there's a special condition of Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Machsheves, it's not. You can't call it a Choshev Mamaisa. That's what you're doing is not for that purpose. It's that is Megareya from the Cheshivas of what you're doing. So we're discussing the Isser of the more it discusses, there's an Isser in the Torah to put out the fire in the Mizbeach. So Mor says he has nisuch, he does nisuch of yayin. So nisuch yayin is done in a special place in the mizbeach, not nothing but the fire. A person can actually, however, can be menat of a korban. A person can be menat of a korban of soilus. A person can be menat of a korban of oil. A person can be menat of a korban of yayin. That yayin is poured on the mizbeach. Are you putting out the fire? Mor says you put it very slowly, so it's not a psikration. But there, if he would pour it quickly, it's a point that's going to put out the fire, even if it's not your kavanah. Your kavanah is supporting the Mizbeach. You have no intent for the purpose of kibui. But the Rosh Hashanah Mizkab, it's gracious, it's takachai, if we get malchus. By Shabbos, not because of Malachim Machshavos. Okay.
We're talking about pouring wine and what?
On the gecholim and the Mizbeach.
We took what fire out?
The fire of the Mizbeach. When there's an issur d'oraisa to put out the fire on the mizbeach, so when you pour on that coal and you put that coal out, you're over this of putting out part of the fire of the mizbeach. Okay, Zot Mishabura, it says this whole conversation is talking about we're looking at Mishabura Memhe, where the pot is not sitting directly on the coals. Akiz Shabarzo Kain Pitbut Shal Sholosh Regolim. Excuse me, Sholosh Reglayim like a cholim Munochim Tachdom. So it's a tripod. Basically, it was a tripod, a support which had three legs, and you put the pot on top of it, and the gecholim were down below. Hamalak abe gecholim, but if it's touching, it's called hatmana. Hachi sir le machar, but that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Dim shule akadera noigim be gecholim mikri hatmana. If the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, that's called hatmana, even though the rest of it is totally open. Memel de osr apin is bashal called tzarchu misam v'radloi. Hatmana is also in my case of misam v'radloi. Akil kamon misim reshon zayin sib zayin. Like we'll see later on in the Hilchos Hatmana. So if it's touching the fire, there's no way to be matter it. Cotton wouldn't help either. Maybe Goruch would help, but cotton wouldn't help. And for sure, Demisam Radala doesn't help. So
maybe Goruch would help you with cotton, wouldn't help you covering it?
Katam means that the gecholim are still there, so it's touching the gecholim. Gorv means it took all the gecholim out, so it's not touching any gecholim. But they, you know, that's an oxymoron. I'm telling you, in the case of touching the gecholim, the only solution is that there should be gorv, because there's no gecholim. The case of this gecholim is takosir. There's no case which is mutter. So that's the machaber shita. Comes the Ramah says, no, that it's not a problem of hatmona calls man as long as it's open on top. Afilu makadera medes besuch hataner retaner sosum labachal hatmona he can come on the simration and zayin soif simchias zayin shom. Even if it's not in the open air, it's in the oven. So it's like, you know, so listen, on the bottom it's touching the coals. On the top it's sitting inside this closed oven. That's not called hatmona. As long as it's shema gula, hanoshem machas aleha bebekodim in lamala. You don't need to have. You can put the cover on the pot. Doesn't mean the pot is dafka open. It means you have not surrounded and insulated the pot beyond that. Behind the kamam and simration zayin sivches. Okay, so once that's true, it's mutter. Bishari haino shurak b'chal shehiya. So, and it's not Hadmona, but it is Shehiya, so then you need Machal Ben Drusoy, according to the second sheet. But you do need to remove it slightly from the Eish, so therefore on Shabbos you'll have a way to take it off. Addressing now not the problem of Shehiya and Hadmona, but the problem of Havora when you move the coals. So therefore, Yesh Asir Mishayim, before Shabbos, you should move it away. And if you don't, you have to take off with any Yehudi. The kosher liyisol liyizor shal yaneya gecholim be'ais nitiloso esek there. You have to be, it's very difficult to be careful. And therefore we say, l'chadkila, we're not going to let you do it yourself. Ask a goy. If there's no goy, mutter liyisol, it's mutter, but he has to take it off very gently. But the avkash amenas ekler agab be'gecholim, it's sitting on the coals. But what about a different scenario where the coals are sitting around the pot? So the outside of the pot is surrounded by coals, at least on the bottom. Let's say the coal and menachem sabi back there. Also, the yisrael hasiroi mishum shayyadei netilosav bevada yichatek bechol and baaser. You take the pot out and there's coals piled around it. They're going to fall in. They're going to, by that whole movement, it's going to definitely cause them to the fire to burst out again. So the Morris said that what happens is that the lower ones get aroused, and the upper ones, by moving them around, you might put them out. To have a goy do it for you, that you could definitely be samechan. He says, furthermore, even if you would tell me the Zidim Sigresha by Goy, it's Sigresha lo Nichole. Tell the Shartzian Mem Gimel, Behemoth Haloi who rock Sigresha lo Nichole, Visurak Min Rabbon and the Kuliyama, and therefore you can have a Goy do it. So we need it for the purpose of Tzarek Shabbos, so it's a shrus to shrus, a malka mitzvah, so it's mutter. So that's the point that the Shartzian says. Later on, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say this other story that I told you, that you're not really, it's no mirror b'chlal. I'm sorry?
What do you mean, it's no
mirror
b'chlal?
It's not a mirror. You didn't tell him to put out the upper coals and light the lower coals. You told them to get the pot. That caused it, that's causing. That's not you. That's not your amira. Okay. So that is sifal. So to recap very briefly the main points that we have in sifal. So we have the din of shehiya. We mentioned the din of chazorah, but the main din of chazorah is in sif beis. That there's a machlokes when shehiya is mutter, whether it's mutter only if it's fully cooked at misam v'raloi, or even once it's cooked k'michel ben drusoy, and we define the michel ben drusoy. The chazani says that we measure it by time. Right, so we mentioned that you measure it by time. So if I know how long it takes to cook once it gets heated, so I divide that to a half or to a third. That's called half cooked or a third cooked. The remark came out the minute for Ashkenazim is like the Sura Achrona, that you can be Meiko once it's Mechem and Dusoy. If a person, in a case where it was Osher to do Shehiyah, let's say it was the other option, if it's totally raw, if it's somewhere between totally raw and a third cooked, then it's going to be a problem. If a person did Shehiyah when it was Osher, so in a case we did a B'shogeg, it's Mutter, in a case we did a B'mezid, it's Osher to benefit till after Shabbos. And even in case you did a b'shogeg, if it wasn't fully cooked, it's going to be awesome. Fine. And then
when aren't you allowed to do shehiyah when it's fully cooked?
And according to Mechaber. And then. And then,
according to the Ramoya,
it's Mutter of Shehiyah. So, and then the Mechaber at the end introduces the idea of Hatmona, giving it a din of Hatmona because it's directly touching the coals. So the Paiskim assume that the same thing would be true nowadays if it's touching, sitting on the stovetop and touching the fire. The fire is high enough that it's touching the bottom of the pot, so you'd have a problem of, according to the Mechaber, that'd be considered Hatmona. Because there's direct contact between. There's the lamdas of Hatmona is that it's not the actual fire source, so eventually it's going to cool down, etc. This is. So then you say it's only if it's fully surrounded. Over here, it has a fire source there, and there's no air gap, which is sort of weakening the intensity of the fire. So that's the problem of Hatmona, even though it's not fully surrounded. Okay. So the Mechaber Siv Beis. So now we're going to go to the Lachos of Chazor. So Kira Shehi Gerufa B'Ketuma. So first of all, the Kira was Gerufa and Ketuma. So when you put the pot back, it doesn't look like you're putting it there to cook, because if you're putting it there to cook, why would you put it in a place where the coals have been removed? If you're putting it there to cook, why are you putting it in a place where the coals are covered with ash? Like, you know, shake off the ash and then I'm trying to cook something, it doesn't look like I'm cooking. This is Mexican Mavashal, there's no Mexican Mavashal. So it's only mutter if it's Gerufa Ketuma. But let's look there, let me all that. So you have this kira, which is Gerufa Ketuma, you took the pot off. I feel the Bashabas, mutter lachzira, kozman, shihiro sachas. Now, the reason why it says, Losh, I feel the Bashabas, because there's an opinion, which we will see, discusses Chazorah in the context of taking it off before Shabbos and putting it back before Shabbos. Right, so we say no. Even if you took it off on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, which over there, in a certain sense, that makes it look more like it's a continuation of the first act of Shehiyah, it's not a new Maisa, still also. Okay, but Hago Avoyed B'Yodoy is Kozan Shehiyah Sachas. It has to still be hot. Avoyed B'Yodoy is at the Ramah. It has to still be the person still holding it. Well, Hinichel Gabikarach, you did not put it down. Hago B'Daito LaHakzira. So we're going to have five conditions. The fire has to be Gerufa Ketuma. The item has to be fully cooked. It has to be still hot. You have to be holding on to it. You cannot have put it down on the ground, even holding on to it. Then furthermore, the Mechaber says, Medafka al-Gaboa, and after all this is done, they have to resolve to put it on top of the Kira. Put it on the stovetop. Avol, the Seichel is Osir. Putting it back inside of the Kira is Osir. So in the modern version, a person would take cooks a challah inside of his oven, and then takes it out on Shabbos and wants to put it back into the oven. He has no way to put it back in the oven. There's no heter of chazara inside of an oven. Heter of chazara is only on top of the stove, not inside of the oven. Okay, so that's the case of Akira. We're assuming our oven to the dinner of Akira. Zat the Mechaber Vayter. We saw by Shehiyah that it's hotter because the heat is more intense. We're more machmer in regards to Shehiyah. So by a chazar as well. There's no heads of chazar by Tanner, period. There's no heads. When we saw the case of the kaifach, we said depends. If you heat it with gavas of etzim, it functions like a tanner. If you heat it with kash and gavava, it functions like a kira. So the same thing over here. If you heat it with kash and gavava, you get the din of a tanner, then you cannot do chazara, period.
Same thing over where?
Just like by Shehiyah, You give a kafik a din of a tanner when you heat it bekasha gefes of eitzim, and then like a kira when you heat it bekasha gavava. That's by shehiya in sifah aleph. So also by chazora, if you heat it with a kafik with gefes of eitzim, it gets in like a tanner. There's no heter of shehiya of chazora. And if you do it with kasha gavava, it's like a kira, and there is a heter of chazor. Now, zatur amor, but davka b'shatam shem avusha kol tzarcha. This heter only makes sense if the food is fully cooked, because otherwise you have a much more bigger problem. You're worried about looks like bishul. It looks like bishul. It is bishul. You take a food pot which is not fully cooked, take it off and put it back on. So once you take it off, it's not cooking. And now you put it back on, you were starting a new mice of cooking it. It wasn't fully cooked. You're cooking it. So it's only much of a tavshim of lusha called tzarchoi. And then, that's our five conditions. So it has to be that the fire is covered, the pot is fully cooked, and it has not cooled off. And then it's only mutter. You're still holding on to it and you're not put on the ground. Once there's a heter of chazara is lav dafka to the same kira you took it from. You could put it actually into a different kira as well. But if it's not fully cooked, even to the same kira, you can't put it back because you're doing bishul on Shabbos. Okay. So that's the first step of this.
If it's fully cooked, you could put it back into the same kira, but you couldn't put it back into a different kira.
No, there's no difference. I said there's no afilo the kira cheres. Even another kira is mutter if it's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, even to the same kira is us. Okay, now comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'yei Sharmrim, the Chol Zayin also Rakim the Shenolim and the Kira Mi Baydoim Bochzira Ad Chasheicha." The conditions of Kira of Chazara are, what's the problem? You can't start a new Maisa cooking on Shabbos. The Sinuch Chachila looks like Bishul. Doesn't look like Bishul. I mean, it's a continuation of the previous Bishul. I took it off, put it back on. That's normal to do. All right, so it doesn't look like cooking, and I'm not really cooking because it was fully cooked. So we're not really I'm not dealing with real cooking. It's fully cooked. All the problem is it looks like cooking. No, it doesn't. All right, you say, well, you know, yes, it does. Why? Because when you took it off, not everybody realized it was there before. When they see you putting it back on, they don't know it was there before. Comes the Yeshurim and says, you know what? On Shabbos, we're not worried about it. It's perceived as a continuation of the previous cooking. What are we worried about? In case you took it off before Shabbos. Right before Shabbos, now you want to put it back on Shabbos. So that taka looks like what you, on Shabbos you're first now starting to put it there. So that taka looks like a Mexican mavashel. So that you need tanai chazara. If you took it up before Shabbos, you met tanai chazara. So people will perceive this as a continuation of that you put it there before Shabbos. But if you took it up on Shabbos, it can be more mako to put it back up. Even when you put it on the ground, no problem. So you don't need Ida Biyada and Lo Hinichal Gabi Karka in the case where you took it off on Shabbos according to the Shita. So only we took it off from before Shabbos going back on to Shabbos. So that would now be a source for the heter that people have to use in our tanurim, which they haven't done like a kira. And they rely on the mekilim that there's no din of chazoru on Shabbos. So you can take it out, put it back in. But the term of the hachmer is that there are more, that it's more appropriate to be machmer because the maisa, it's machlaikus. And even though these are the rabbanons, we saw that we're machmer even by the Yevids and, you know, Abba Bashar, Shachar Bashar. We made chumras over here to maintain the integrity of these yisurim. But if it cooled off, so there's no heter chazor period. Even a case on Shabbos, going back on Shabbos, taking off on Shabbos, going back on Shabbos. Okay, now v'yesh sharmen that were more a new point. The imhotzi ma'achol me the tanner b'Shabbos. Person took the food out of the tanner on Shabbos. So, aser lahanichay bekarim uksosas. You cannot then put it on the mattress and have the quilts surround it, that's a problem of hatmona. Now, what's the chiddush over here? The loch is, we'll see later on, that hatmona is also to do on Shabbos, but continuing hatmona from before Shabbos, let's say I have an estate of being mutmon, and I take it out to take some of the food out, and I want to put it back in the state of being mutmon, that's mutter. So why don't we argue, like a kal v'chomer, if it was mutmon, which is not with a heat source, and then you want to put it back to that state as mutter, so a case where it was beginning of Shabbos, it was a mamash on the fire, so take it out from under the fire into karmic sauces. So it's like a hamshach. No, it's not true. Right? It's a totally normal that before you were doing your shahiyah, now you're doing a whole new act of hatmona, which hatmona is also doing. Okay. Now, Mr. Ramo is going to say a chumrah.
What do you mean before you were doing shahiyah?
You have the pot on the stovetop before Shabbos. So that's shahiyah. Now, on Shabbos, you take it off of the stovetop. You want to put it, instead of putting it back on the fire, which would be chazorah, you want to put it into an insulated box with blankets all around it. So I want to go from shahiyah to hatmana. I can go from shahiyah and do chazorah and put it back to shahiyah, put it back on the fire. That's mutter. To take it from the fire and put it into hatmana is also. Okay. Zatim Ramoa Vaitu. Chumra. Yeshayman. D'cholshu samach l'chashecha or samach l'borchu. Shukabol Shabbos l'didan. It's before it's getting dark, or it's before the time which we hold as Kabbalah Shabbos, which is by when we say borchu. Okay, and we'll see later on. There might be some other ways that Makabal Shabbos. When exactly the moment that Makabal Shabbos is, whatever that is. Imu soma kolkach shi mitzan and hakdera iefshal yechsicham ibadjoim. Okay, if you're in the situation that you're going to be makabel, that the pot, if you take it off at this point in time, and it would cool off, it would cool off. It didn't, but if it would cool off, there would not be enough time before Shabbos to reheat it. Let's say for argument's sake, it takes a half an hour to heat the pot from room temperature to being hot. It takes a half an hour, right? He takes the pot off 20 minutes before Shabbos. So there'd be no way he could put it back on right now and reheat it. Okay? So now, whenever Shabbos starts, or whenever he's been a Kabbal Shabbos, he works backward and says, okay, now, I'm planning the Kabbal Shabbos, Shkia is at 7:30, I'm planning the Kabbal Shabbos at 7 o'clock. So now I work backwards, my pot needs a half an hour to heat. So it means, from 6:30 and onwards, right, I'm in this time zone that I cannot reheat it before Shabbos. That'll be ready for when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos. It'll be full. It'll be hot again. So during that time, all of a sudden, the Dinei Chazorah applied. The Yesh Arim holds. From that point in time, that before Shabbos, that it's so close that if it's taken off then, and it cools off, I could not be able to reheat it. So this is a pot which is the. If you would take it away, how would you return it? So you have the responsibility to deal with it as if you're dealing with it under the rules of Shabbos. Somewhat. Dinner come up with Shabbos, Atzmai, it's like on Shabbos itself. So you would have to have the response, the halachas of Chazorah. So she means like this. So let's play out the scenario. So a woman is leaving the stove top on. She's leaving a blech. She has a pot of soup in the fridge, okay, and she's making early Shabbos. So she's in with Kabbal Shabbos at 7 o'clock. That's the plan. And she knows it takes half an hour for the pot to heat from room temperature up to being hot. So she cannot take out that pot from the fridge 3 minutes before she lights neighbors and stick it on the fire. She needs Chanaya Chazorah during that time. So she has to take it out a half an hour beforehand. and put it on the where there is enough time to heat before she's mekabel Shabbos. Otherwise, the only way she could do it, put it on the fire is when if it was there on the fire before. She took it off, she could put it back on. She could do chazara. But she can't do nesina lechachilo under those circumstances. So that's the yesh amrim. But minig lehokol, v'yeshikilim b'zev, minig lehokol, samar meiko, the minig zim meiko, atav lehachmer mokam shein tzarek kolkach. If it's not, if it's possible, you should be machmer. Now, doing smicha under these circumstances is not a problem. Which is more chomer, so smicha by taner functions like nesina by a kira. Again, that's the taner of that they're tenorim b'zman chazal. But if even the taner, if it's cool off, it's cool off. So it's not functioning as a taner anymore. So this chumra over here of the Ramah that we just mentioned right now is the chatila. It's preferable to try not to avoid that situation. So a woman knows that she's planning to keep. Put some food into the oven. Now, if she's planning to put the food in the oven, warm it up, and right before Shabbos, turn off the oven, that's not what we're talking about. Because then when you come on the Shabbos, it's not Shehi anymore. There's no fire. It's not an oven anymore, as far as we're concerned. So in the case that we're going to leave the oven on, we're going to leave the stovetop on, and you want to put some things from the fridge or from the room temperature into the oven right before Shabbos. Because, you know, they dry out very, you want to put them as late as possible because they dry out, etc. That's the plan, right? So really, you prefer the Ramos is not to do that unless it's a tzarech. So if it's not really true, it'll dry out. Maybe that's called a tzarech. Okay, let's hold it here.